Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Supreme Industries Q2 FY26 earnings conference call hosted by DAM Capital Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Aseem Bharde from DAM Capital Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Bhumika. So good evening to everyone here on the call for Supreme Industries Q2 and H1 FY26 results conference call. Firstly, I would like to wish everyone a happy Diwali. From Supreme, we have with us the senior leadership team, as usual, who will discuss and talk about the quarter. And after this, we can open it for all of your questions. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Taparia.
Good evening, and thank you, Mr. Aseem. I'm M.P. Taparia, Managing Director of the Supreme Industries Limited. I, along with my colleague, Shri P.C. Somani, CFO, and Shri R.J. Saboo, Vice President, Corporate Affairs and Company Secretary, welcome all the participants who are participating in the discussion of the unaudited stand-alone and consolidated financial results for the quarter and half-year ended 30th September 2025. The stand-alone results and the consolidated results are already with you. I'll give a brief outlook on company product operating performance and other highlights. The company sold 338,224 tons of plastic goods and achieved net product turnover of rupees 4,951 crore during the first half of the current year, against sale of 311,912 tons and net product turnover of rupees 4,848 crore in the corresponding half-year of the previous year, achieving volume and product value growth of around 8% and 2% respectively. The consolidated operating profit and profit after tax for the half-year of the current year amounted to rupees 656 crore and rupees 367 crore, as compared to rupees 772 crore and rupees 480 crore respectively for the corresponding period of the previous year, resulting in a decrease of 15% and 24% respectively. The business scenario of all the product segments of the company for the second quarter ended 30th September 2025, as compared to the corresponding quarter of the previous year, has been as under. Plastic piping system business grew by 17% in volume and 11% in value term. Packaging product segment business degrew by 2% in volume and value term. Industrial product segment business degrew by 8% in volume and 14% in value term. Consumer product segment business grew by 6% in volume and degrew by 1% in value term. The overall turnover of value-added product increased to rupees 1,073 crore during the current quarter, as compared to rupees 907 crore in the corresponding quarter of the previous year. The company has net cash surplus of rupees 49 crore as of 30th September 2025, as against cash surplus of rupees 944 crore as of 31st March 2025. Looking at better prospects in the second half of the year and acquisition of woven capacity and launching of silent pipe, the board has declared interim dividend at 550%, that is rupees 11 on each equity share of rupees 2 each, against rupees 10 on equity share in the previous year. The world business outlook: the world economy is going through a low growth phase. This has resulted in pressure on crude oil prices, Several new petrochemical plants have gone into production and further additional plants are under construction. Combined effect of these economic developments have put the polymer price range in downward trend. The company believes that this downward trend may subside going forward unless crude oil prices go down drastically. The company is operating in various segments of the business. The company has grown 8% in overall volume in the first 6 months of this year. The company expects to grow 12% to 14% volume in this year. Plastic piping business growth in agriculture application was adversely affected due to early arrival of monsoon. The rains remained active for extended period, which has resulted in severe degrowth in plastic piping application in agriculture. Central and state government have also provided less money in infrastructure segment related to demand in plastic piping system. This has resulted in lower growth in plastic pipe system in first half. Company has grown in first half of this year in plastic pipe system by 11% in volume. The company expects the demand for agriculture segment will rebound in second half of this year. The company thus maintains its volume growth target between 15 to 17% in plastic pipe segment for the current year. The company has successfully completed acquisition of Wavin business. We acquired Wavin's plastic pipe business, including three manufacturing sites situated in Banmore in Madhya Pradesh, Timapur in Telangana and Neemrana in Rajasthan, having installed capacity of around 71,000 tons per annum as a going concern on slump sale basis effective 1st August 2025. The company also entered into master technology license agreement with Wavin BV Netherlands and Orbia Group Company to access on exclusive basis for India and other SAARC countries all its existing technology and other new technology to be developed during the period of 7 years pertaining to plastic piping system for building and infrastructure segment effective from 1st August 2025. The acquisition and licensing arrangement would pave the way for the business of the plastic piping division to grow in terms of capacity, market reach and system to handle water in an efficient manner. Capacity expansion at various locations for plastic piping business and potential packaging products are progressing smoothly. Company plans to set up a new unit for material handling product at its newly acquired land at Malanpur in Madhya Pradesh to expand its footprint in central India shall be taken up in hand in this financial year along with the other greenfield unit at Bihar and Jammu for plastic piping division and in western Maharashtra for protective packaging division for which requisite land is in possession of the company. Newly installed production equipment for PP silent pipe system in technical collaboration with Mr. Poloplast of Austria have commenced production. Product with the brand Serene and Serene Plus has been launched in the country overall in this month. The company is expanding its capacity and range of electrofusion fitting and exploring export market. The company continues to invest and enlarge the product basket in all its divisions and to remain focused on increasing the range of value-added product. Construction work site for profile window project is nearing completion. Initial production line equipment has been installed and production trials have commenced. The company expects to launch commercial production in the market during December 2025. Initial focus of the company is to launch the customized window in UP, NCR and Haryana region. The company would plan thereafter for more geographical reach within India with setting up a fabrication facility in other parts of the country. During the first half of the current year, company has made capex outflow of ₹869 crore, including acquisition of business. The company expects total cash outflow of about ₹1,300 toward existing and new capital commitment, including acquisition of Avin business. Entire capex shall be funded from internal accrual. All other product division, except industrial component division, are faring well and envisage moderate growth during the year. The protective packaging product division is specifically driving its growth plan by increasing its product range and offering for customized solution. The same is yielding positive result and paving the way for achieving double-digit volume growth and revenue milestone of ₹1,000 crore for the year. The company has started execution of the awarded contract for supply of 200 numbers of 10 kg composite LPG cylinder to Bharat Petroleum Corporation Limited and 231,000 number of composite cylinder from Indian Oil Corporation Limited. The company has also expanded its export market reach and witnessed fruitful result in terms of better capacity utilization. The division has also executed its first order of CNG cascade cylinder and expecting repeat order. This is a brief and overall summary for the quarter and half year ended under reference. Thank you for your patience. Now I and my colleague, Sri P.C. Somani and Sri R.J. Sabu, are available to reply to various queries raised by all of you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Sir, couple of questions. So first, just wanted to understand, can you provide the Wavin volume in Q2?
Wavin volume, we sold 3,000 tons. We acquired in August 1st. We got 2 months, August and September. So we were settling all the old account only also. So around 3,000 ton totally we sold.
Okay, and so for full year we were previously looking at around 30,000 odd tons. So will that number remain same?
Number remains same, but now as we have just started properly only from October, we believe this year the sale may be around 20,000 ton in eight months.
Okay. So now, sir, considering the overall, particularly the piping volume, so 11% that we have done in the 1H, so to achieve 15-17% for full year, we need to have around 20% kind of a growth in the second half. So have we started seeing that kind of a momentum in the October itself?
We have seen in the second quarter, we have grown by 17%. In first quarter, we have grown less because the segment got beaten. But second quarter, we have grown already by 17%. So, we are very very confident.
Okay,
now
got it.
Now, the rest are subsided and the reservoirs are full with water. The agriculture market is going to come in a big way from November onward.
Yeah, so actually my question is on that part only. So this quarter, if you look at the QOQ piping realization, which has gone up by close to 11% odd, and given that the, let's say, ADD maybe, let's say, come from the 1st November itself, where we are looking at 4-5 rupees per kg PVC price hike. So in that scenario, so two things. One is there any product specific changes, and that's why in the second quarter, piping realization has gone up by significantly 11% odd. And now if the ADD comes and let's say 5 rupees hike is there from 1st November, So how one can look at the realization for the third quarter?
I can't talk about LED, which is imaginary. As long as it doesn't come, I can't talk anything about LED. I have talked only about volume. That volume, we will grow between 15% to 17%. In second quarter, the volume, we have grown by 17%. So we are fully aware of our responsibility. When we say 15% to 17% volume growth, which means second half, the volume should be higher than 17%. Then only we can attain 15%.
Got it. And lastly, sir, on the margin front, EBITDA margin front, so in 1H we have done 12.3%. So last time we were saying that around 14.5% to 15.5% kind of a EBITDA margin for this year. So is there any change? And if not, then we need to have a 17% to 19% kind of a EBITDA margin in the second half to achieve this number.
Generally, in our business, second half is better. When first half, the 3 months of any season, the demand goes down, the margins are under pressure, and the raw material pressure fallen already so much, there's not much scope now raw material price to fall. Unless the crude price goes down drastically.
Got it, sir. No, I understand. Even if, let's say, the prices remain stable, then also still we believe that we can see a 3-4% kind of a EBITDA margin improvement from currently 12.3% to 17-16%.
I don't know. We told them our EBITDA margin for the full year will be between 14% up to 15%.
Okay. Got it. Lastly, sir, in terms of now that we have a debt also versus the cash, which has significantly now has reduced with the Wavin acquisition and the capex that we have planning. So on the full year basis, how one can look at in terms of the debt level and also similarly for the finance cost?
We have no debt level. We will not have any debt.
True, sir. On the gross front, we have a 240 odd crore debt, but given the capex is there, do we believe that the debt level will again come down at a gross level?
At the gross level, whatever debt we have taken is by temporary nature, short term. By end of December, this will also go away. And once we look at the full year, March 26, we will be having a reasonable cash surplus in hand. Because there won't be much pressure on the capex payment now.
Okay, sir. I have further questions. We'll come back in queue. All the best. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Sneha Talreja from Novama. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir, and thanks a lot for the opportunity. Just wanted to understand on the margins front, while we have seen quarter-on-quarter improvement in realizations, and even our gross margins have improved, we've seen a fall in EBITDA margins. What could be the impact of Wavin losses that we would have seen this particular quarter?
At operating level, Wavin does not give any negative margins. They are plus only.
And what about inventory loss? Have we seen any inventory loss this particular quarter?
Inventory loss was the first half. Overall in the company, there is an inventory loss. The raw material price has fallen. There is not only PVC, CPVC, polyethylene, all the prices are dropping. So maybe inventory loss in the first half may be around 50 to 60 crore rupees.
Understood. Any other insight that you would want to give because of which EBITDA margins are lower on a quarter-on-quarter basis? Leaving apart the depreciation impact because you've added substantial capacity in this particular quarter?
No, because of the lower volume than the anticipated, that's why the fixed cost, which otherwise segregated on the larger volume, remained a portion on the lower volume. There is no specific reason for lower margin. And that's how we are anticipating good margins in the second half. And overall margin for the year should remain between 14.5% to 15% at operating level.
And sir, could you speak about the demand on ground? You have mentioned on the agri part and the infrastructure side that we could read in the press release.
No,
but how is the demand in general?
We did mostly in agriculture and housing. The demand is going to look quite robust. Infrastructure, even today, whatever demand is coming, they are not related to our pipe demand. We hope that now the range of subsidy infrastructure demand may come. We have to watch. We are not a big player in infrastructure market.
Understood. But on the plumbing side, you continue to see demand being robust.
Yeah. On plumbing side, yes.
Plumbing side and agriculture side, both sides, we expect robust demand in second half.
Understood. And lastly, in case we can get some capex breakup, you have done substantial capex in the current quarter, leaving apart even Vavan. Which are the product segments where we have added, you know, capacity substantially?
One is a window profile, which is around 200 crores. Then in silent pipe system, we invested around 80 crore rupees. Last segment, new segment going to be joined in our company.
Understood. Thanks a lot, sir. All the best. I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Keshav Lahoti from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi, thank you for the opportunity. I want to understand on Wavin. So as you said, Wavin has been profitable this quarter. So when we think the Wavin margin will be in line with company's margin, and what steps are you taking? Because earlier Wavin was loss making. So what steps you are taking to possibly, you know, ramp up its operation?
Wavin price list has been changed to our price list. Wavin will be regular margin just like us from November. We have cut their various costs, shop costs, and their ground costs. We cut many of their costs.
And volume improvement,
better utilization of the plant.
Understood. Got it. As the woven sale is ramping up, will it impact, you know, Supreme sale? And secondly, you plan to rebrand woven under Supreme, some of its, you know, sales. How are you planning going forward?
Along with the woven asset, we got 120 sales team members in our company. We got 266 new distributor and dealers. So somewhere where our reach was poor, we got the distributor and dealer. And our sales force has been strengthened by addition of 120 numbers.
Okay. Got it. As you, one last question from my side. As you highlighted, you know, 50-60 crore is the inventory loss in H1. So this was the same number in Q1. So possibly Q2 won't be having any inventory loss element. Is this understanding right? And secondly, still, you know, Q2 margin looks very subpar, 12.4%.
If you say some product, we might have gained something, but I think we believe that whatever inventory loss was there, it has been already behind us.
Got it. So what I'm trying to understand, still this quarter, your EBITDA margin is 12.4%, while year on year, the margin in Q2 FY25 was 14% in spite of inventory loss. So you, if we adjust for inventory...
Maybe Ramadan cost at lower rate, or maybe sell more value-added item. Value-added items are higher margin, so very difficult to just quantify like that.
Understood. Got it. Thank you. That's it.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Vipul Kumar Shah from Sumangal Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity. Why consolidated margin, consolidated net profit is 30 crores lower than the standalone profit? Any particular reason?
No, in the standalone profit, we have the income from dividend from Supreme Petrochem, which was 43 crore rupees in this half year. In consolidated, that goes away and the share of profit comes from the consolidated results.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. So none of the subsidiaries are making losses, right?
Yeah, none.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, please restrict yourself to two questions. Should you have follow-up questions, please rejoin the queue. The next question comes from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Sir, can you tell us with now 71,000 Wavin or piping capacity is how much, and by end of this year, it will grow to how much?
Our capacity by end of March 2026 would be 1 million plus in piping system, I'm talking. For a company as a whole, it will be 1.2 million plus.
Okay, okay, got it. And in terms of this quarter specifically, in terms of the any broader sense in terms of the whatever the growth that we have achieved on the volume front in the piping, will you help us in terms of the CPVC and the PVC, specifically CPVC growth was how much, and with Wavin, and going forward, is there a broad any idea how the CPVC volume growth looks like?
CPVC growth in first half has gone up by 26%.
Only in volume.
In volume.
Oh, for us.
For our company, we are talking now. We can talk about our company already.
Yeah, no. I mean, for industry, would be a much lower number then.
Industry, I have no idea.
Okay.
I'm telling you, Supreme Industry growth is 26% in first half.
Yeah, got it, sir. I got the point. I was just trying to understand whether we have gained the market share or not on the CPVC front.
I have no idea, but I believe this is my conjecture that our market share must have gone up.
Got it. Because that may be the reason why the QOQ plumbing realization has significantly increased. Maybe this quarter we could have a higher share of the CPVC in the overall piping volume, and that may be the reason the QOQ realization, which is 11% increase. So that's the why I was trying to understand.
Anything for assessment? Yeah, please.
Yeah, and another sir, in terms of last time we have said that the JJM, so currently how much broader receivables are there? Is there any improvement on the JJM in terms of the government releasing funds?
Total outstanding 17 days of the sale.
Sorry, sir?
17 days of the sale remain outstanding. 17 days of sale.
Okay. Okay, but we are not seeing any improvement there.
17 days, we are quite happy. We are quite happy.
Okay.
0 for 17 days also, our computer country standard is quite low.
Okay. And sir, whatever the slightly lower reduction in the volume guidance, so leaving the plumbing, the three segments, so this is particularly from the industrial, that's why we are seeing a lower volume guidance.
We have given 15% to 17% volume guidance. Now we are repeating same thing. We are
not finding for the company.
No.
12% I think it was the.
This is what we told in April. This is what we are saying today in October. There's no change.
No, sir. I think last time we were looking at 14-15% overall, and now we are looking at 12-14%. So, is the industrial segment is the reason, and that's why we are seeing or giving a 1 or 2% lower?
Business volume is always very low. India company business volume is very low.
Okay.
Main segment is now volume plastic piping system. We remember about 15-17%, and we are maintaining same percentage today.
Okay. And sir, any broader idea that this quarter in terms of overall the entire plastic pipe and plumbing volume growth would be how much for the industry?
We have already stated for the year, for the quarter we don't know industry.
Yes, industry. We have no idea. We can talk only about our company.
Oh, and for the industry for full year would be up 8-9%. That's the fair number.
Maybe not. You can better talk to Reliance Industry. They will be better person, better position to reply you.
Okay. Thank you, sir, and all the best.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Kumar Soumya from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good afternoon. So just one question. If you could just give a little more clarity on the margin as to what should be the annual number, annual margin we should be looking at, and what is the number that you think should be deliverable at least in the FY26?
Annual turnover should be between 11,000 crore to 11,500 crore, and our operating margin should be between 14.5% to 15%. Hello?
Yes, sir. And am I audible, sir?
No. Am I audible? I told you.
Yes, sir.
We anticipate our annual turnover will be between 11,000 crore to 11,500 crore. And we expect our operating margin overall for the year will be between 14.5% to 15%.
Got. And so what is the CAPEX that we are looking at from the second half perspective?
You see, we believe overall CAPEX should be around 1,300 crore, but depend how we are able to order and book the order as we are negotiating. In first half, we paid 869 crore rupees as CAPEX outflow. And as my colleague has told you, you will be having a reasonable good cash surplus on 1st of April 2026.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. That will be all. I'll come back in the queue. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Raman KV from Sequent Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Thank you very much. Please.
Sir, I joined the call a little late. I just want to understand, there has been a big increase in the inventory levels. So, can you give the reason why there is an increase in the inventory levels? And going ahead, if we are converting this inventory to our revenue in the coming quarters, will there be a impact on the margins? Because my understanding is we will sell this inventory at a lower level.
No, we will price the inventory as a credit realizable value only. And we believe that the polymer price will come close to bottom only unless the crude price goes down dramatically. The crude price can go down a very low level, but today price are hovering between $62 to $65 Brent oil. If it goes to $55, then we may have another inventory loss. But we are too smart to predict about the crude oil price going forward. But this is quite a low price of crude oil, which is prevailing today in our country. Prevailing in the world, actually. It is a very low price. So people don't anticipate, otherwise if it goes very low, then exploration will come down. And then there will be a shortage, there may be a shortage of crude oil later on going forward.
No, I just want to understand what's the primary reason for increase in the inventory levels.
Inventory, it is a good business in second half.
Okay, the business was good in the second half.
We gave good capacity and good prospect for second half. And this is our business experience of many years. The second half, okay, for our business is better than first half.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Utkarsh Naupani from company Bob Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Sir, my first question regarding the pipe segment margin. So if we see our pipe segment EBIT margin was down by roughly 250 bits on a YOY basis. Despite we have seen a pretty good volume growth of 17% in this quarter, our share of value-added product has also gone up quite sharply, say, which was earlier 40%, now it has gone up to 45%. And what we understand that last year we booked an inventory loss of 40 crores. And whereas this year we have not seen any inventory loss in September quarter. So can you please, sir, help us understand what is the reason for the margin contraction in the pipe segment?
I'm sure in first half we lost around 60 crore rupees in inventory.
Sir, I think we have booked 50 to 60 crore inventory loss in June quarter only. And so if we are saying that we have booked 50-60 crore inventory in the first half, that means that there was no inventory loss in the September quarter.
Second quarter, there was too much rain, so that the price had to broke down. But this was a slow season. Second quarter is a slow season period due to pipe demand get affected due to rainy season. The second quarter, prices margin will be always low. But we can give the off-season discount to the customer.
And there was an extended rainfall also,
no? No, sir. My reason was that we have not seen any negative operating leverage. We have seen positive operating leverage benefit only because our volume was up 17%. And our realization on the quarter-on-quarter was up pretty sharply. But fine, sir. I will just take it offline, sir, from you. So my second question was...
Because looking at EBIT margin, with Wavin coming into fold, from August onwards, the depreciation has increased definitely.
Okay.
So that's why the EBIT margin would be impacted.
Okay, got it, sir. Sir, my second question is on the industrial and packaging segment volume. So what we have seen that the industrial segment volume was down even on a weak base of last year. And even packaging segment volume also came under pressure in September quarter. So what could be the reason for the same?
Now, industry, in my opening remark, I said all our division worked well except industrial component division. The demand from our customer who are making the primary product in the market, the demand was low in the second quarter. And packaging segment, due to rainy season, demand was low. There is no issue. Packaging segment is going to have a good growth this year. As we informed that potato packaging division business will grow by in double digit this year and may reach 1,000 crore rupees this year, which is a significant achievement for the company.
Okay, thanks a lot.
The plastic piping division, the division which is going to reach 1,000 crore, is potato packaging division in the company.
Okay.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Navid Virani from Bastion Research. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yeah, audible, please.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the opportunity, sir. So I have a couple of questions regarding Wavin. So we say that when we have acquired Wavin, we have also acquired some technology with it. So the first question which I want to ask is, when do we expect these acquired technologies to start benefiting our piping segment?
We have told that we have entered into technology license agreement that they have several technology in their portfolio. We have to decide which technology we want to take. Option is given to us. We are studying, we are developing on the market first of those products, and then only we will enter into an agreement to acquire any technology. Once we acquire any technology license, we will inform all our partners immediately. As on today, we have still not started negotiation for acquiring any technology. We have got a license from them. Then we have full authority to exclusive basis to acquire any of the technology which is in their portfolio, which will decide when we meet in January, we may be able to zero down on some technology and then we will inform to everybody.
Sure. Thank you for that clarity. Very clear. Next up, I wanted to understand the overall outlook of the business, let's say in 3 to 5 years in terms of exports. So from what I am able to understand right now, the export as a percentage of our total business today is very small. So how are we, you know, planning to build those, the exports business? And what can be the contribution of exports, let's say, 3-5 years down the line? Is there any, you know, target which we are working with?
The only thing, earlier we were exporting only through our Dubai office. Now we have put more resources based in India also. We're opening other market. So we are very optimistic that our export business will go on growing quarter after quarter. Percentage I can't say. We wanted to reach even 5%. As on today, we are less than 3% of our turnover. But our aim is to increase the target of export as much as possible. In India, generally, there is too many constraints on boosting export of plastic products, but they are now being handled by the government, central government, state government also very effectively. So we hope that export will start growing quarter after quarter from now.
Noted, sir. Noted. And the packaging segment, is it right to assume that the packaging segment will lead the charge as far as export business is concerned?
Plastic piping and packaging both.
Sure, sir. Sure. Okay, sir. That's it from my side. Thank you and wish you all the best.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Mehul from NMV Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, please.
Yes, sir. So my question was looking at, so wherein India's turnover was 1,000 crores in FY24.
I'm sorry to interrupt, Mr. Mehul. Your voice is not audible. Can you please speak in a more network area?
Is it audible now? Hello?
Some improvement.
Am I audible now? Hello?
Yeah, please.
No, sir.
Hello?
No, no, not clear.
Sir, it's still muffled.
I already said some improvement. Yeah.
Hello? Am I audible now?
Yeah, please ask your question.
Hello. Yeah, so I was just asking that, if I assume the revenue turnover.
Mr. Mehul, I'm sorry to interrupt, but can you please speak through a handset?
No, your voice is breaking us. We can't hear clearly.
Mr. Mehul, can you please speak through a handset?
Hello?
Yeah, please.
Hello? Am I audible now?
Yeah, please.
Yes, sir. Now you're audible.
Yeah, so I was just saying that Wavin's turnover for FY24 was 1,000 crore. So if I assume the similar turnover in FY25, and the capacity is around 73,000 crore, so 73,000 metric tons. So realization per metric ton is around 1.35 lakhs, so which is broadly similar for Supreme Industries as well. But if I see this, the Supreme Industries is currently trading around 50,000 crore, and if I divide it by the capacity which currently Supreme Industries have, which is 870,000 metric ton, so Supreme Industries is trading around 5.74 lakh per metric ton. Whereas the company, the Wavin you bought, it's around 41,000 per metric ton. So why is it so discount you have brought Wavin?
Mehul, I think your understanding is wrong of the subject. Wavin turnover, what you're looking for FY24, was inclusive of their tank business, which they have divested in 24-25. So the pipe turnover, of piping turnover, what we have acquired, was less than 600 crore.
The earlier pipe Wavin turnover was along with the Vectus turnover. Wavin Vectus a partner.
Wavin Vectus tank.
So they are marketing Vectus tank.
Okay, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Vandit Shah from Abakkus Asset Management LLP. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So I just had one question. How is the inventory levels currently with the dealers? Is it normal or still we are waiting for a restocking of inventory?
as per us, it may be lower than normal.
Okay. And do you believe that with the like the restocking might happen in the October in the November month or before the ADD comes in or in November December month?
So without ADD also they have to start buying as a season, peak season time. From November to May, the demand remains robust of plastic piping division. So they have to maintain the stock otherwise they will not be able to service their customer.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Karan Bhatelia from Asian Market Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah, please.
Yes, sir, in the first quarter we mentioned of that we executed our PE piping order for gas applications. So you want to throw any lights with respect to the FY26-27 visibility on revenue?
Now we have got DVGW approval for our fitting also. So now we are the only company who is able to supply pipe and fitting both from the same company. So we are very optimistic now that going forward we will be able to meet the requirement of several gas companies by putting together. The certificate only issued in last week only, so we can talk better when we meet in the month of January. But we expect growing business, though the business is not going to be very large, but it's a prestigious business and this can help us to serve the community better.
So what could be the market, you know, for this pipe
and comparing to our business of 8,000 crore rupees of plastic piping, this cannot be a large business.
Mm-hmm.
So below 50 crore rupees.
Right, right. And sir, any update on the greenfield facilities for the plastic piping over the next 2 years?
Plastic piping next 2 years, I'm not aware today. But we hope that we are growing better than the country. We told earlier also that if our country grows 2% more than GDP, we must grow 2-3% more than the country.
Last time we were operating land approvals at Bihar, Jammu.
Jammu, we have still not started. The land is in our possession. We were land in Bihar also in our possession, Jammu also in our possession. But where we still not started any manufacturing activity. First, we will take up to put up the plant at Bihar and Jammu will come later. We hope that all the capacity should be up and running in 2028 beginning, first quarter. 2027 first half.
Thank you. Thank you for the clarification. That's it for mine.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Vipul Kumar Shah from Sumangal Investments. Please go ahead.
Sir, are we required to pay any royalty to the Huawei for using their technology? How it works?
When we acquire technology, we have to pay them royalty.
Sorry, sir?
Whenever we acquire a new technology from them, then on the technology turnover, we have to pay them royalty.
But on this 71,000 tons of capacity, we will not be paying any royalty, right?
We already paid them 260 crore rupees.
Okay. And sir, since we have very little cash left, what is your capex guidance for next year, sir?
Next year capex will tell you in April.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
We thank you very much for a very intelligent question and we hope that we are satisfied all the questions raised by our partners. Thank you very much.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everyone.
Because
on behalf of DAM Capital Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.